Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell. You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Another day, another attempt to smear you vitamin people. You people, you're ruining it for all of us. You're taking vitamins. So we need to find a way to discredit taking any supplements whatsoever. I wonder if we can, let's say, survey people. Let's do this. Let's survey people three times. We'll ask them questions three times over the span of maybe 20 years. We'll go back 20 years, see if you first, do you remember back in the 80s? What were you taking? Oh, yeah, I was taking supplements. What were you taking? Well, I don't remember, but I was taking supplements. How about 10 years ago? Were you taking supplements? Oh, yeah, I took a few supplements. What were they? I don't remember. How about now that you're in your 80s, here in the 21st century? Were you taking it? Well, I took some supplements. I don't remember. I'm too old to remember. In fact, I may be dead. And, of course, this is the basis for a bizarre new study that is being used to discredit all supplements. In fact, that they might shorten your lifespan. They might force you to drop your body before you're ready to drop your body, all because you took supplements. Yes, this story's big. We're going to cover it this hour with Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Dr. Ron Hoffman's a great, great doc, good guy, really. I met him at some of the medical shows, and he's on WOR based out of New York City, a big, big station there. And it's amazing that they tolerate the things that he says on the air. So I'm glad to have him on board to help me dismantle this bogus study where it says some common vitamin supplements could increase death. Yeah, we'll talk about issues such as were they whole food vitamins? Were they synthetic? What were they? What quantities were they in? What other kind of diet or lifestyle were they on? Were they on any other drugs? Oh, my goodness. I don't think they asked about drug use. Wow. This is an amazing thing that anybody would buy into this garbage. But I will tell you that if you are on synthetic vitamins, you are doing yourself little to no favors. And in fact, if we were eating whole foods, whole food nutrients, and again, I do not speak of a brand name called Whole Food Nutrients. That's not what I'm saying here. Food grown, nutrition from food. To think that modern man, we're so smart, we can isolate a fraction of a nutrient and give it to you and expect it to work the same way as the nutrients in food with all the cofactors present in them will work, like it's the same thing. It's not. Your body knows the difference. You have intelligence. Well, okay, maybe you don't. Maybe I don't. But our bodies do know the difference. And I think that's the point. And you'll see, and I have this linked up, and of course, Natural News is covering the story as well today. You'll see that they're actually putting Walgreens, get your flu shot, Walgreens pharmacy type vitamins. You can bet your sweet bippy that they're not food grown supplements. And this is an important consideration when you decide, well, I'm going to take supplements because I want to prolong my life, or I want to take supplements because I want to reverse a disease. Oh, which, by the way, you're not allowed to do according to the Fear and Death Administration. But suffice it to say, if you were eating food, if we were all eating lots of sea vegetation, we would not be suffering with anything remotely related to a study that would then say, well, you took vitamins and so you died sooner than you should have or could have or would have. Never mind the drugs that you're taking. You know, I've called the synthetic vitamins pharmaceutical light, right? This is an important consideration or distinction your body makes. It's time for our higher levels of function to also consider. Our brain, our medulla oblongata, whatever you want to call it. What part of the brain is thinking about vitamins? The fact that we should be getting our nutrients from food. And then we have stories about, oh, more contaminated food recalls, right? Big story about, what do they say, the beef recall, another food recall. Food safety issues abound everywhere, right? This is one that in Los Angeles now, they're recalling beef because of E. coli, possible E. coli contamination. 375,000 pounds of ground beef products that were shipped to restaurants in and around California and Nevada due to potential E. coli contamination. Now, this is something that we hear all the time. So we say, well, we got to have the Food Safety Modernization Act. But really what they're going after are the small family ranchers. And then we take that to the next level. We find, hey, there are food safety issues abound around the U.S. Capitol. No, say it isn't so. Washington, D.C., the home of the USDA and the FDA, and they can't control the quality of food. Oh, well, looks like what this is an attack on farmers markets. Oh, my gosh, yes, the exemptions, because small family farms are exempted from certain aspects of oversight. So they're saying because of that, you might risk salmonella poisoning from the chickens, the raw chickens that you're getting from these small farmers markets. Well, have you ever heard of cooking your chicken adequately? Because even the big agribusiness conglomerates that sell you chickens have had contamination with salmonella. You've got to cook it. Of course, they maybe wash theirs in chlorine bleach, and they say, well, that's why it's safe, because we have chlorine bleach. Why don't you just chug the bleach after you eat any meal, because you might be contaminated with something that the FDA or USDA can't seem to get a handle on. And see how well that does you. You know, we were designed to handle certain levels of microbial contamination in the wild, of course. But when we're eating antibiotic-infested laced products or animal byproducts, how do we expect to remain healthy? You're going to disrupt your gut ecology. It's your gut ecology that has the ability to handle some level of microbial interface, so to speak. Commercial tests now finding pathogens on raw chicken sold by a Virginia farmer at the USDA market that could be harmful if the poultry were not properly cooked. Well, there's your moment of doubt if it's not properly cooked. Listen, whether you're vegetarian or not, the fact of the matter is, if you slaughter an animal, we hope that you're doing it humanely. I don't think the factory farms do it that way. But you're going to now create a new terrain or environment where microbial growth will change, will transform from the healthy balance to a disease state. It is just the nature of, listen, you take a human life, take an animal life. Microbes are going to grow there. Heck, even when you're alive, if you treat yourself improperly by eating the wrong way or subsisting on drugs instead of real food, you're going to have microbial imbalances. That's the law of the terrain. How many times, how many ways can I say the law of the terrain? Read about Antoine Béchamp. You'll understand the law of the terrain. It is the terrain or the milieu or the environment that determines health or disease, not the pathogen. Oh, this bodes well. I'm so exasperated in the first segment. Out of the block reading these stories. I mean, what can I do here? And now you got McDonald's. I see a report here. Who was this? Put it up on Facebook for me. Was that Patrick? Yes, Patrick. Thank you. It was a nice quote from Mahatma Gandhi. The greatness of a nation and its moral progress can be judged by the way its animals are treated. Now we're finding out that McDonald's, after supposedly saying we're going to get farm fresh, you know, free range type eggs, now they're moving into veal. Are you kidding me? They're moving into veal? McDonald's Switzerland says they now have 100% ground calf veal burger because the Swiss people like to eat it. Oh, my goodness. Well, here's more of the disaster that is big agribusiness and trying to, you know, profit off of the slaughter of innocent animals in a horrific way. I think I need some Argentum Nitricum. You know, that's the homeopathic remedy for frustration. I'm a bit frustrated as I kick off the show here today. How many people are going to be duped into believing that vitamins are the cause of the early demise? Now, again, I will grant you that if people are going to CVS and Walgreens and even Walmart for much of their vitamins, they're getting big pharma products packaged. And really, they make people believe they are really good for you. Now, I've acknowledged, too, that you can occasionally go into one of these mass market retailers and find a legitimate herb that doesn't have excipients or binders or fillers. But you have to look very hard. You have to know how to read the labels and understand the manufacturers or the suppliers to know that it's legitimate and not a toxic synthetic prevention. Well, I say prevention, but pretend, I should say. Pretend herb or supplement. And most of them are pretend. They're pretentious. And they're pretend. And this is the problem. That's why I say go for the whole food nutrients, those that are grown, the companies that are innovating. And I'm not talking about the companies that put synthetic pharmaceutical vitamins and then throw a little bit of spirulina in. I'm talking about the real food that is food that happens to ramp up some semblance of the nutrients. Like when I talk about the whole food form of the glucose tolerance factor, chromium. You've heard me talk about that time and time again. I had a request from somebody who was a type 1 diabetic. Robert, what do I do? They've been diagnosed with HIV. They tested positive for HIV. Listen, they're a diabetic. They've been on all kinds of medicines just to stay alive. And then suddenly they, my doctor gave me this HIV test and I happened to come up positive. And of course, this person, thank God, listens to the Robert Scott Bell Show and says, listen, I know it's a garbage test. I don't even know why I got it. I didn't want it, but I'm not believing it. I'm not buying it. But what do I do for my type 1 diabetes? And of course, it's not the same as type 2. But I will say, and I'll reference a dear friend of mine who has been type 1 since childhood, who started on the glucose tolerance factor chromium, the whole food form that I utilize. And by the way, I'll give you that number because everybody wants to know it every time I bring it up to get some. But he was on the 3 times a day, the 100 micrograms 3 times a day, which was great. He saw a little improvement, but it wasn't enough. And I said, go up to 4 times a day, see what happens. And at that point, because of a good diet and awareness on his part, he reduced his insulin levels to almost zero. Can you imagine a type 1 diabetic that didn't need, on some days, no insulin at all? Because he managed via diet and utilizing the glucose tolerance factor form of a whole food form of chromium, not chromium picolinate, not chromium polynicotinate, not chromium chloride even. He was utilizing the food grown form of it. And those of you who are interested, because type 2, you can do 100 micrograms 3 times a day. You can do that. And watch what your body does when you have the chromium back in it. Yes, you can use the homeopathic lycopodium, which is the club moss. You can also use the homeopathic form of iris, the beautiful flower iris, I-R-I-S. Homeopathy will also help the pancreas to do its job much more efficiently. But if you don't have the chromium in your system, which because it's been refined out of much of the food supply of planet Earth, many of the sugars that are all, well, they're all refined. If the soil contains the chromium anymore like it used to, then of course, well, all bets are off without the chromium. Put it back in. Watch the miracles happen. It's a very inexpensive way to reverse something that modern medicine, emphasis on the sin, S-I-N, of modern medicine, will not acknowledge in any way, shape, or form. So call my friend Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Do it while you're on the break here. Say thanks to all my sponsors of the Robert Scott Bell Show. They're here supporting this message of health, freedom, and liberty, and doing things that nowhere else can be done. Certainly not in the old media. Although, when we come back from this break, we're going to have someone working in the old media who is doing good work. God bless him. Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're going to talk more about this bogus vitamin study, why it's bogus. We'll get into the details of that with Dr. Ronald Hoffman after this break. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here. 866-939-BELL. RobertScottBell.com for all the greatest and latest. New video page up as well. Check out all the great new videos on many topics, including the silver topic that you keep asking me about. We'll be right back with more powerful healing after this. Thanks for being here.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're about to be joined by another broadcaster and medical doctor, a good guy. Dr. Ronald Hoffman is joining me now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I met him for the first time some years ago at one of the medical conventions, more of the physicians that were into integrative natural therapies as opposed to drugging everything that moves. He's been in broadcast media for many years on WOR in New York City. Dr. Ronald Hoffman, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, thank you very much, Robert, and thanks for the opportunity because, unfortunately, we got to do some really pretty serious damage control on the studies that just came out this week.
Yeah, that is the main topic we want to kick off here with. I'm getting a lot of questions like, what's with this? Now vitamins are going to make me live shorter, or what do I do? You know, we need to parse the study, of course, find out, are there conflicts of interest? Were they utilizing synthetic nutrients? Was it a legitimate study? I mean, all of those questions always come to mind when you see a study coming out and saying, hey, supplements are no good.
Well, you put your finger on it, is that there are problems both in the motivation and the ideology of the people who did the study, as well as in the technical aspects of the study. So let's start, with the ideology part. You know, I happen to know some of the people who are participated on the study, and they're well-meaning academics who teach nutrition to medical students and to budding nutrition scientists in university settings. And I know them personally. I've had dinner with them, and they're nice people, but they mostly don't like vitamins. They're mostly of that crowd who says, eat your fruits and veggies, get plenty of fiber, avoid fat, don't eat a lot of synthetic junk, and you'll get all the nutrients you need from your diet. They really are not big on vitamins, which they think of as over the top.
Right. They probably still believe that cholesterol causes heart disease.
Yeah, I mean, they're part of the same crew that was responsible for the food pyramid that caused America to become massively obese and actually increased our incidence of cardiovascular disease and diabetes. But, bygones be bygones. Now they're taking on a new enemy, which is the harmful effects of vitamins.
Well, this is the thing. We know that the vitamins are the real danger in this culture, not FDA-approved drugs. Of course, it's absurd. But anytime we do that, we take seriously because a lot of people that still follow what I call the old media may be duped by that old media. And it takes a show like yours up there at WR, which is still astonishing to me that you're in that level of media with the message that you're delivering, or what we're doing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show or through Natural News with Mike Adams, the health ranger, and others. $1,000, and you know, this is where we're going to be able to take the time and like look through this and go, all right, here's what's legitimate, here's what isn't about it. Now, so many of the studies that I've covered over the years, in fact, very few have actually covered whole food nutrients. Most, and I'm not talking about the Whole Foods grocery store, I'm talking about food grown type supplements versus synthetic USP isolates, as if there's no difference. You know, that's one aspect to this I think it's very important to consider.
Right, you know, absolutely. But before we get into that, you know, I just want to say I want to commend you for doing this report. And I basically sat by the telephone and sat by my email today, waiting to get a call from CBS, NBC, Fox, ABC,
yes,
to get at least a counterpoint view on this story. And you were the only person who called me to do this, which is a sad state of affairs. I mean, we both do sort of renegade media shows here.
Yes.
You know, I'm on maybe perhaps a little more commercial station, but we're known as iconoclasts. And unfortunately, the conventional media is passing along this study as if it were the final arbiter of truth, which
yes,
it's not. It's full of holes. And you pointed to one of them, which is that, what were the vitamins that these women in Finland were taking as much as 20 years ago? It's really not clear, and they don't say in the article, because this is the worst kind of study. It is what is called a recall study. In other words, they ask them, hey, you know, over the past 10 years, have you been taking supplements? And do you remember what kinds of supplements you've been taking? Now, I personally don't know what supplements are available in Finland or what the average Finnish woman takes.
Much less 20 years ago.
Pardon me?
Much less 20 years ago.
Much less. But if it's like what the average American takes, many of the supplements, you know, I looked up a major brand supplement whose name will not go announced here, but you know what I'm talking about, these daily vitamins that people take that have meager levels of mostly synthetic vitamins. And this is a vitamin that's designed for over 50 women. It's a silver formula, over 50 women's formula. And to my amazement, I found it contains iron, which is there's absolutely no reason to give iron to women over 50.
Yeah.
You know, unless they have a specific medical condition or it's ordered by their doctor, you shouldn't be just adding iron to their supplements, because iron has a corrosive effect on the arteries. We know that.
Yes.
It also contains synthetic vitamin E, which we now know is the wrong kind of vitamin E to prescribe. I haven't prescribed synthetic vitamin E since perhaps you know, the late 1980s.
Yeah, and ironically, when you do the synthetic E, it's already bad enough as it is, but it actually blocks a lot of the antioxidant activity of selenium, which is so very important in protecting you from cancer and other things, keeping you alive longer.
Yeah, they were using synthetic alpha tocopherol, and we now use, of course, a mixed tocopherol that's rich in gamma tocopherol, which we really think is the business end of the vitamin E. They were using synthetic folic acid in the study, and so, you know, also the dosages in the typical multivitamin that people in the United States take, I mean, we're talking 400 international units of vitamin D at most, trivial amounts of the beneficial nutrients that we know are so helpful. Who knows what these people were getting, whether it was enough, whether it was too much of the wrong things. It's unclear from the study, and yet, with a broad brush, they paint the whole vitamin phenomenon, the tens of thousands of papers that we have supporting the use of vitamins, as being bogus, as being harmful. It's a ridiculous reach to draw that conclusion.
Sure. And another irony here is that the pharmaceutical industry produces a lot of those very synthetic nutrients, if I can call them nutrients, and so it ensures also the you know, let's we don't want to lose everybody to these natural things, so let's bring them back. We'll tell them a study like this. You know, I had a patient, you know, I'm a homeopath, and occasionally we have people come in, and had a man in his 60s, and he was on a statin drug, wondered why he had some erectile dysfunction, and you know, I asked him about the multivitamins. He's on the same kind of silver stuff, right? We won't name the brand.
Yep.
And I said, look, if anything is transiting into your system from that, I'd be shocked and I'd be concerned, because it's not the way nature intended. Most of it will just go right through you. I'm grateful for that. But nothing is helping you in this context. And of course, you're going to be one of those statistics if we talk about a study in Finland, now they're going to do one in the U.S. They'll have him as one of the characters in it. Said, oh my gosh, he died of vitamins.
Yeah, right. Well, I'll point out also something very unusual in this Archives of Internal Medicine study about the women over 50 is they seldom release the results of these articles. It's embargoed. But what they did is they invited an editorial. And the editorial, you know, accompanies the scientific article. And, you know, it would make sense that if this was an article that was talking about the negative effects of vitamins, that they might offer someone who has a positive view of vitamins to provide a little balance or a counterpoint.
Sure.
Or at worst, have two opinions, you know, pro and con, a debate. But instead, they invited an arch foe of vitamins who used it as an opportunity, and this is very unusual in a medical journal, to not only accept lock, stock, and barrel the conclusion that vitamins are harmful, but in her editorial to call for more regulation of vitamins by the FDA, to criticize the current laws that they say are so permissive of the vitamin industry. And clearly, I mean, they revealed an agenda here, which is like, okay, side by side with an article saying vitamins are bad for you, there's an editorial calling for more strict control of the vitamin industry. I mean, it's pretty transparent.
I'm sure it was just a coincidence. I mean,
yeah, coincidence.
Right. Yeah, one of those. Exactly. Now, you know, you've got a study here. It's like a survey, if you will. And then you had a survey 20 years ago, then a survey, what, 10, 15 years ago, and then one more recently, just simply by memory. And that suddenly it's the definitive guide to say supplements don't work. And then another aspect of this that I find curious is that the one supplement that I think is overused more than any other is the one that they said had some benefit, and that was calcium.
Calcium, yeah. Which is, and you're right, because as you know, because you're following this story, calcium has been exaggerated in its importance, and we are concerned now that taken, you know, 1,500 milligrams of Tums, you know, poor quality calcium, may actually have deleterious effects. Some of that calcium may find its way into the arteries instead of into the bones.
Right.
And curiously, they say, well, calcium's fine. Well, in other studies that I've seen lately, calcium has, there's been a source of concern. Look, I'm not saying, and you're not saying, that all supplements, you know, buy the entire health food store and put these things in your mouth indiscriminately. I think we have to be cautious and we have to look at scientific findings. But once again, to say that all supplements are bad based on a study that showed, by the way, the whole statistical difference between the groups, the, you know, the supposedly dramatic difference where they're dropping like flies from supplements, 2%. And most of that was due to the effect of people taking iron and very high doses of iron in some of these people. And, you know, the people who take iron, sometimes they're taking iron because they're sick. I mean, if you're really anemic and your doctor says to take iron, well, maybe you're suffering from gastrointestinal bleeding or, you know, some form of precancer, some debilitating disease. And it would seem to me that, I mean, we could probably do a study based on the death rate showing a very close association between the use of all drugs and the risk of sickness and death. I mean, I think that study is going to be pretty clear-cut. Is that
people who
take drugs are sick and die early.
We could see it certainly clinically. I mean, with or without the study, it's apparent, it's obvious. And even if we go back to the year 2000, the Journal of the American Medical Association, the Barbara Starfield report, which was the classic one that was the first time acknowledging anywhere from 106,000 to maybe 225,000 deaths a year to FDA-approved drugs, even properly used, prescribed, and administered.
Right, but even not, let us assume, and we can't really assume, let us assume that drugs aren't really killing off people, and we know that they do, but let's assume that drugs have a beneficial effect. This is simply correlation, not causation. The very same people who are sick or feel that they're at risk of disease are taking medications, and of course, they would be more likely to show adverse statistics. You couldn't infer that the drugs were killing them off, because these are the sicker people. So similarly, I mean, let's say you have a personal history, your mom or your dad died early of heart disease or cancer, so you're more concerned, so you reach for a supplement in the hopes that it may extend your life. Or perhaps you feel lousy, or perhaps your doctor says you have this or that or the other condition, so you take a supplement. That is a skewed population, because these are people who are either the worried well or the worried sick, and they're reaching for supplements in an effort to alleviate whatever their health problem or their health risk is. So naturally, you would see some increased risk in that population. People who are perfectly well and at no risk, well, they might do well to take supplements, but they might be less motivated to reach for the supplements.
Sure. Another good point on this. So we're talking with Dr. Ronald Hoffman this hour, and he's a wonderful radio host up in WOR. And I've got the links at robertscottbell.com and today's blog notes, WR710.com. If you want to listen to his show, they've got archives there. Also, his personal website, Dr. Hoffman, Dr. Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N. vitaminsforhealth.com. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk more about this study that they're saying, well, vitamins are going to kill us all. Basically, they're indicating. We'll get through some more of this and show you how absurd this is and get you some good health information after this break. Stay with us. Coming right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind. And yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com. And you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
Glad to have fellow broadcaster and medical doctor Ronald Hoffman on the show today. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. You should know you're here. RobertScottBell.com. I have all the links, including to Dr. Hoffman's show. You can reach or hear it out of the web, I believe, even if you're not in New York City. That's the beautiful thing about media now. Dr. Hoffman, it used to be like if you weren't right there, there was no way to access the stuff. Now it's global, 24/7. People are downloading it. They're listening on their iPods, their iPads, their smartphones. It's the media explosion. It's a whole different realm now.
Yeah, it's a real phenomenon, Robert, because, you know, at certain parts of the country, and my show is actually syndicated, so it depends on where you are, where you get to hear it. And,
sure.
You know, it might be on at 11 o'clock at night or mm-hmm. 4 in the morning or noon. And you can actually download the archive broadcast. A lot of people listen on their way to work or, you know, they're commuting.
Yes.
And it's great. It's a new era, as you say.
It's the gift of information that keeps on giving, and what you're doing is very empowering as opposed to much of what the old media does, which is, quite frankly, disempowering, purposefully so. And this study we're talking about here, and I've got this linked up. I'm covering this is the one on MSNBC, I think, but it's all over the place. It's like one thing goes out. It's like parroted everywhere. Some common vitamin supplements. shots could increase death risk. Of course, life, as we know, is a terminal disease. They just like to say vitamins make it quicker, although we would argue that the drugs do. Now, one of the things, I can't remember where they published this out. Is this out through the University of Minnesota?
Yeah, University of Minnesota study performed in Finland and published in the Archives of Internal Medicine, which is an AMA publication. The American Medical Association puts that out.
Right, and every once in a while they'll put out good science too. Like I said, I referenced something from JAMA 2000, you know, which is a legitimate thing, never disputed in that regard. But, you know, then a lot of the studies, like even one up in Columbia University some years ago, another friend of mine, who I'm sure he's a friend of yours, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, right there,
sure,
in Manhattan, we talked extensively about the study they were doing on his method for addressing pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, and I have trouble with that.
Oh, my God. And I had warned him because they had, and he wrote about it in his book specifically as well, because the people from the NIH that were involved with the, what they call the HIVnet trial for nevirapine in AIDS transmission, HIV transmission in Uganda, it was such a horrific study. Women, children were being killed in the study. They, rather than arresting these people that conducted it, they transferred them into this study that at Columbia. And I said,
they did such a good job with the people in Africa that they were going to do a job on Nick Gonzalez.
Exactly. And it's like, we can't have a natural therapy for something as vicious as pancreatic cancer. Of course, that's been in the news recently because of Steve Jobs as such. And we talked to many holistically minded docs, and they've been addressing these cancers, some very quietly under the radar. Some are more vocal. And Dr. Nick, of course, has been very upfront about his methods and the successes. Yet we see that a lot of academia, as you mentioned, even the bias within this study is very slanted against the reality that millions of Americans, whether they be medically oriented or not, have already figured out that really we look to nutrition for our healing, not drugs.
Well, here's an article that I found that really speaks to this. It was in the Atlantic magazine November 2010, last year. Lies, Damn Lies, and Medical Science. And in that article, they talk about some of the top studies which were used to demonstrate the effectiveness of drugs. And typically, when there's a drug study, very rarely does a drug study show that a drug doesn't work. The vast majority of the studies show that a drug works, because these are usually industry-sponsored studies. I mean, what's in it for them if they demonstrate that a drug doesn't work? I mean, that's not really going to, you know, float their boat.
Mm.
So of 49 articles they reviewed, 45 claimed to show that the drug was very effective. But then they retested 34 of the 45 that were effective, and they found that 41% turned out that the effects were either false or significantly exaggerated. So, you know, when retested, they came to opposite conclusions. So once again, you know, you're going to say, well, we needn't research vitamins anymore, because this is the final conclusive study. This demonstrates now and for all time that vitamins are dangerous and ineffective. I mean, how can you say that if the very same studies that are used to substantiate the use of medications often prove to be false? You know, you can't have a double standard.
No, and I want to go back to the study that we started discussing as well about the calcium issue. I think to have you let loose on this as well, we kind of referenced the calcium issue. You know, when we talk about the calcium, let's say cardiovascular disease, because that's where you had mentioned the depositing. It's like calcification of the arteries. We don't talk about cholesterolification of the arteries and things like that. So coming back to this issue, the very thing that I find problematic with people doing excess of the wrong kind of supplement always tends to be with the calcium more than anything else. You mentioned, of course, the iron as well, but the calcium was a big one.
Yeah, and, you know, I can't quite understand why this study showed calcium was the most beneficial and possibly the only supplement that was beneficial. That was the conclusion they came to, is that everything is a waste of time or potentially dangerous except for calcium. I really can't come to believe that. You know, the way I look at it is, I mean, calcium's not bad. I think the problem is when people just take calcium in the absence of other cofactors.
Correct.
They take tons of calcium, not enough vitamin D, not enough vitamin K, not enough magnesium to balance the calcium. And, you know, here's another problem with some of these studies, is that they look at people sometimes looking at single agents. So, for example, they tested in a prostate study, that's the other big study that came out this week, showed that vitamin E was potentially dangerous for the prostate. They said, well, they tested vitamin E, and they tested selenium, and they tested them together versus a control. They found that the vitamin E produced a higher rate of cancer. Well, that's not the way people take vitamins. Do you know of anyone who just says, I'm just taking vitamin E? I don't know of any. I mean, I'm certainly.
Well,
no,
you know, there are strange. I think there are strange cults that bathe in vitamin E. I don't know. I haven't heard of that. No.
Yeah. So, but that's the way they test these scientific propositions.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, just a comment on that prostate study, which is probably going to get a lot of men scared about taking vitamin E. They did this study, and what they found initially was that there was a real benefit, a dramatic benefit to taking vitamin E and another study, selenium. Like, it cut the rate of prostate cancer in half. So they said, well, let's test this. And then when they did the study in question, the SELECT study, they said, oh, it's not working, so let's stop the study. So they stopped the study. They told the men, stop taking your vitamin E and stop taking your selenium. And so several years later, 5 years later, they looked at the men again, and the men who had taken vitamin E, there was a higher rate of prostate cancer, and the inference is that vitamin E is bad for the prostate. But correct me if I'm wrong, those men weren't taking vitamin E for 5 years when they developed the prostate cancer that supposedly was caused by the vitamin E. I mean, you could see the problems with coming to the conclusion that vitamin E was harmful in that study.
They clearly took some extremely time-release forms of vitamin E that over years and years.
You don't know how long that vitamin E lasts in your body. I mean, that stuff is hard to get out.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's really wild when you start looking at these things with these lenses where you can start seeing through and get to the heart of the issue here. And, of course, we know that the nutrients are the key. But, you know, this also comes on the heel of something we've known for many years, that the PSA test is not really indicating what they think it is. I think if it's indicating anything, it's indicating a selenium deficiency, but certainly not that you're going to have prostate cancer.
Well, here's the double standard. You know, on the one hand, they have a major organization, the U.S. Preventive Health Services Task Force, saying, don't even do the test. Do you think that's going to make a difference in the medical profession, that doctors automatically will stop doing the test because they've been told it's harmful? And yet they expect us on the vitamin side to begin telling patients, don't bother to take vitamins based on a single study. That's a double standard. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got so many studies that underscore the worthlessness of many of the things that we do, like putting stents in perfectly healthy patients because their arteries are blocked. That was demonstrated to be not effective at all in terms of reducing death.
Right.
You think that's stopped a million patients from getting stents every year, half of them with, just blockage, but, you know, no heart attacks, no actual severe cardiovascular disease? It still, a half a million people get unnecessary procedures, even though it's been conclusively demonstrated in the scientific literature that there's no benefit in terms of life extension. So, you know, if you want to play by one set of rules, you know, you got to abide by them.
Yeah, well, they're not. And, of course, they're still giving women mammograms as if radiating breast tissue would somehow not create the very thing they're trying to detect.
Right. And, again, another controversial procedure where, you know, they can't seem to get away from the idea that we may be doing more harm than good. They simply believe that, you know, if the cancer's there, we've got to find it, we've got to eradicate it. That really makes sense. But if you look at the scientific proposition, at the end of the day, many women are harmed, many women are not helped. The women who had serious cancers that were going to kill them anyway, it doesn't make a difference. So, you know, it's a very turbulent time in the history of medicine, and you know, unfortunately, the science doesn't really illuminate some of these controversies.
Yeah, and if we talk about other safer options, specific, because we're still in the Breast Cancer Awareness Month, that gets me annoyed. Just be aware of breast cancer. No, why not talk about real prevention? Of course, we talk about the detection techniques that may be much more sensitive and, of course, safer, like thermography. But even now, I've read reports that thermography may be dangerous, not because thermography itself is dangerous, but if doctors find stuff like years before, they don't even know what to do with it. Because all they know is to invade the body.
And I agree. Because here we're talking, well, thermography is holistic. It's like a holistic alternative to mammograms. Any test that will falsely promote anxiety or cause you to take action which is inappropriate is very allopathic, in my opinion, very much in a traditional alarmist tradition of medicine. So, you know, this is not necessarily preparable. You know, one of the things that I want to throw in is all the while that this study has been promoted, another study came out within the last month, and it got absolutely no play. And it was a study that showed that if people simply took enough vitamin D to get their level of vitamin D up to 50, which is, well, you might require 2 or 3 or 5,000 international units of vitamin D, perish the thought, that much vitamin D, that we could reduce the death rate worldwide by 20%. And they look at death from heart disease, they look at death from cancer, they look at death from infectious diseases, and they found that 20% of mortality worldwide could be alleviated by taking one single nutrient. That didn't get any play whatsoever. So, you know, double standard all the way.
Sure. And if we look, you know, around the world where there is or are diseases of what we would call abject immune deficiency or collapse, if they want to put it under the umbrella of AIDS and blame a retrovirus never caught in the act of doing anything, it deflects from the reality that in certain areas of the world, poverty is rampant. Soil depletion, there's no selenium, other nutrients in the soil are very little, lack of hygiene, sanitation, clean water. I mean, the basics are ignored. Instead, we've got the Gates Foundation saying we need to inject all the children of planet Earth with toxic medicaments, not proven to prevent disease, but certainly we know can create it.
Well, Robert, do you think that there's a chance in hell that they're going to be able to offer vitamins to people in the third world to help fend off some of the diseases we know they could prevent, now that there have been studies that suggest that vitamins are harmful? It's going to actually end up killing millions of people because we're poisoning the well that we need to drink from.
Yeah, well, and that's the concern we both share in this hyping of this article, why we need to speak out. I am so glad that you did, and I'm so glad that as of yet anyway, they haven't called you and pulled you off the air.
No, I tell you, the station that I'm on, they've got a great tradition of holistic medicine. We had Carlton Fredericks, mm-hmm. We had Dr. Robert Atkins, and so it's a legacy of real support for complementary and alternative medicine. It's very interesting. Mainstream station, you know, regular talk station, you know, number one or number two always in the ratings among the talk stations in New York. And it's syndicated nationally, and yet there is room for somewhat dissenting opinion, shall we say, on medicine.
Oh, it's really nice to know that you're out there doing that, and we support you here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Glad you're doing it, and would love to have you back anytime. And I appreciate you coming on board to make some sense out of this study that is largely senseless, although it will result in many more dollars for the pharmaceutical industrial complex. They're claiming to be hurting now because they're losing patent protection on many drugs. I'm not going to help them along at all.
Well, you know, unfortunately, I think it's a disservice. And, we got such a health crisis in this country. We need to address it. And the answer is not through more drugs, more procedures that are going to bankrupt our medical system. Low-tech approaches that are inexpensive and benign are the way to go. We know that, but unfortunately, they're not acknowledging it.
And I forgot to mention your book, How to Talk with Your Doctor. I mean, is the final chapter, you just say, just muzzle or tie your doctor up and then make him listen? Or what was the finale in there?
The main message is your doctor better listen to you in this day and age, or else you need to vote with your feet. But I'll tell you this, the latest study on vitamins and supplements is going to make it harder for patients to talk to their doctors because doctors will just parrot the party line that vitamins are bad for you. So make it harder to establish a dialogue.
All right, one last question I must add then. You're in New York City, of course, you know, loads of people in one little area. Would you have a problem hanging a shingle next to a homeopath, an herbalist, or this or that? Or do you need the government to protect you from any competition from other kinds of medicine?
Not at all. You know, in fact, I have been known to consort with naturopaths,
ooh,
homeopaths, all manner of paths, hopefully not psychopaths. But, you know, look, these have a role to play in a broader system of medicine.
Right.
And I'll do just fine. And, you know, main goal is that people should stay healthy and, you know, they need a variety of options in terms of healthcare.
Well, and I must reiterate, that is the message of another a fellow physician, Dr. Ron Paul, who simply says, why not let the healers heal, get the government out of the way, watch prices come down, competition go up, and the good guys and girls will be out there and you'll find them, rather than having the government not to protect you from the bad guys, but to protect the bad guys from you. That's how it's been operated for far too long.
Yeah, and he has a great perspective on complementary and alternative medicine, and he's a doctor, so he gets it.
Yep. Dr. Ronald Hoffman, honored to have you on board the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hopefully we can do this again. Once again, your website, Dr. Hoffman, drhoffman.com. If you want to listen to some of the shows, if you've never heard him, he's wonderful. WOR710.com carries all the archives. Thanks again, Dr. Hoffman.
Thanks for the opportunity, Robert.
It's always great to have a fellow broadcaster and healer on the program with me. And again, I thank Dr. Ronald Hoffman for being on board today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Again, check out all of the updates on the blog at robertscottbell.com. If you're listening through naturalnewsradio.com, then please put your email address in there so we can send you your daily updates. And of course, 866-939-BELL. If you have any questions or comments, 866-939-2355. Coming right back with more powerful healing after this.
You're looking for FDA-approved radio. You're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Have you been to your corner drugstore lately? Not that we want to promote going to drugstores. I understand people go to convenience. They can pick up a little thing here and there. But word on the street is Walgreens and maybe even CBS really pushing the flu shots heavily. I mean, look, I could ride by one of those corner drugstores and every billboard that they have, you know, when they put those letters up to spell stuff out, flu shots are available. Come on in, get your flu shot. You know, I joke about this. Free processing, photo processing with each flu shot given. And I, you know, I wonder if they're going to take this to another level. And I see this on Natural News, Mike Adams covering this story, that they may be promoting flu shots aggressively within the confines. Now, I saw the other day in one of these places where the pharmacists are all wearing ribbons. Oh, no, not more ribbons, Robert. Yes, flu shot. Have you got your flu shot today, ribbons? Thank God, was that in a CVS? I'm not sure. But anyway, it's clear that they're promoting heavily this idea that you've got to get your flu shot. Everybody. And to see that they're promoting it to pregnant, you know, women that are pregnant. I mean, this is an amazing thing. We get enough mercury during pregnancy. Oh, sure. Avoid the tuna fish because it's got mercury. But hey, no problem. We'll inject it into you in the guise of a flu shot. Absolutely. I wonder if they're rewarding, is indicated by some customers, that maybe they're going to get iPads if they get enough. They meet their quota, right? How about going multi-level with it, right? Multi-level flu shots. Everybody get a flu shot and you get, I don't know what you get. You want iPads for that? We live in a sick culture, do we not? A culture that would promote intoxicating pregnant women with, or children for that matter. The disease is on. The race for disease is on. You know, talking with Dr. Ronald Hoffman about this as well. I mean, he's very well aware. It's amazing what he's doing in the mainstream or old media. up there in New York City, so, and also being syndicated. You know, I'd operated in that level of the old media for many years until they kind of, the economy really tanked for advertising revenue for the syndicators, and they needed, you know, drug advertisements, and I couldn't stomach that. That was not the game I was going to play, so I had to move on from that and, you know, develop further into other areas or avenues where we did not have to compromise. I never did, and the time that it looked like you would have to, I was like, forget that noise. It's not worth it. So at this point, as we say, we create or out-create the old media, create the new media. I mean, are they going to cover in the old media the fact that CVS and Walgreens are going to be pushing flu, are pushing flu shots and everybody that comes into their doors in this way? They're not going to cover. This is, I mean, they're happy. They're going, oh, this is very responsible of these big global corporations to promote the vaccine industrial complex. We've got to do that. That is until you get wind of the study I'll be talking about more in depth next hour, where the non-vaccinated children versus the vaccinated children are compared. And oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, it is what I have witnessed personally, clinically for many years. Looks like 200 to 500% increase in chronic disease over those unvaccinated. Oh no, what is CVS and Walgreens going to do then? But if you think about it, isn't that their model for business? I mean, how do they profit if you're not coming into the drugstore for drugs? And so if you know that you can increase, whether this is conscious or unconscious, doesn't matter. But at some point, somebody knows, we all know after this hour, next hour, that you can increase the need, perceived need, right? Quotes, need for drugs by 200 to 500% by doing something to children for the rest of their life. They're going to be your loyal, maybe aggravated, but loyal customer. This is the necessary model, the business model, to keep you coming back again and again and again for your prescription drugs. And they found the way. I've how many years have I been saying this? That vaccines are the gateway drug, for lack of a better way to say it, to a lifelong dependence and enslavement on the drugs of Big Pharma approved by the Fear and Death Administration. They cannot afford to lose the vaccines. They are going to lose the vaccines, but they are going to fight tooth and nail to discredit the things that we say here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, that we write with Natural News Radio, of course, say here in naturalnews.com covers. They're not going to embrace it because it means changing their whole model for doing business. So don't expect them to play nicey-nicey when we reveal the vaccine industrial complex and what they're doing and creating the dependence upon drugs among millions, hundreds of millions of people all over planet Earth. They're not going to be giving that up willingly. They're going to say, oh, you crazy homeopaths. Yeah, stirring up trouble, are you? Let's see. Can we get them on the drone list? Where's that secret panel? Bring them back. No, it's not just Al Walkie. Now we got to eliminate people that are against vaccinations, despite the fact that they are speaking truthfully about what, and factually, about what they have witnessed, what parents have said and reported, and now finally confirmed via this study that we're going to talk about next. So I won't delay you any longer right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to take a quick break for the top of the hour here. We're going to be going into the vaccinated versus unvaccinated story. Also, 11 signs you might need heartburn medication. Oh my gosh, what's that all about? Well, let's find out. Could it be magnesium deficiency? Well, they're not going to tell you. How about some new information coming out of Russia complaining about our, let's say, operations in Afghanistan related to what? AIDS? Whoa, bizarre news. I'm going to have to get Liam Sheff in on that one. And what kind of revolution are we in the midst of? I may have some commentary. You know I will. I don't run out of things to say here, do I? Certainly not with this study on vaccination versus unvaccinated children. Thank you for listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Lots more to go today. RobertScottBell.com, of course, NaturalNewsRadio.com, and 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. If you have any questions or comments, chime it in right now. In the meantime, remind you of this, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented even political cartoons. You got to check out counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
The information on the Robert Scott Bell Show has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration and is not intended to prevent, cure, treat, or diagnose any disease. Nah, just kidding. As far as we're concerned, the FDA can kiss our
ass. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Do doctors even have powers of observation anymore? I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, and I've witnessed, of course, many illnesses, many ailments in adults and children. And one of the many patterns that I found is that children who are vaccinated typically are the children who have the runny noses, the chronic coughs, the fevers that are repetitive and recurrent, the allergies, the asthma, also the autoimmune diseases, and we can go on and on and on. I've just observed this. And conversely, the children who are not vaccinated, and I've seen many of them all over the world, seem to be the healthiest kids around. Very rarely are they snot-nosed, right? Other than getting a cold or something and they go on with their merry way. No asthma, no chronic immune conditions, coughs that don't go away, diabetes, much less autoimmune diseases. These are the kids, you know, I look at the common factors here and I go, okay, let's see, check with the parents. Why are you raising the kids? What are they eating? Whatever. Obviously, they're not all eating organic, but the factor that seems to be the most impactful is, has your child been assaulted by the pharmaceutical pseudoscientific pediatrician kid doctors with vaccinations? Now, I've seen that. I could say that till I'm blue in the face, and I know that most pediatricians, the ones that are pharmaceutically conflicted, will just argue or they won't pay me any attention at all. Or say, oh yeah, there's that crazy homeopath again talking about vaccinations. He doesn't know what he's saying. He's not a medical doctor. He can't speak about this issue. Well, you know, the question that begs to be asked is, where are the studies showing long-term safety, much less efficacy of any vaccine? Where are the studies comparing vaccinated children and unvaccinated children and rates of disease, illness, and ailments? No, we can't do that. That's cruel and unusual. That would be inhumane. That's what they'd say. That's what they'd like you to believe. Well, it turns out somebody did that study. Finally, of course, it's coming out from a non-conflicted, non-pharmaceutical perspective. So it's going to be discredited. Well, Big Pharma had no place in this study and no government sanctioned it. So it's not real. As if only government can sanction legitimate science. You see how unscientific the so-called scientific people are? That's right. I've got a linked up study here. Thanks to the Sanevax gals, they posted this yesterday on Facebook. I saw it. I say, oh, man, I had nothing to talk about till I saw this. New study, vaccinated children have 2 to 5 times more diseases and disorders than unvaccinated children. Hallelujah! Finally, the time has come. Somebody has put it out there. A German study released in September, that's last month of this year, of about 8,000 unvaccinated children, newborn to 19 years, show vaccinated children have at least 2 to 5 times more diseases and disorders than unvaccinated children. This falls right into line with what I have seen and observed for over, 20, 24, 25 years now. Of course, I'm one of the vaccinated kids that was sick. I had my first foremost test model was myself. And then, of course, observing ever since then. And now more and more, not only American parents, but parents from around the world are recognizing the danger of vaccines. It's getting easier and easier to find unvaccinated children to test. So don't tell me you can't test them. The parents don't want their kids assaulted this way. And now we're going to find out what happens. The results are presented in a bar chart, and I've got this linked up at the blog. You've got to check this out at robertscottbell.com. Also linked to the full study data. It compared the national German, what they call the KIGGS health study, KIGS health study of children in the general population. Most of the respondents to the survey were from the U.S., however. And you can, like I said, you can open this chart and see it, and it's in all of its glory. It's really amazing. Particularly when it comes to allergies, vaccinated versus unvaccinated, based on this KIGS study in Germany. The chart, she is a thing of beauty, an absolute thing of beauty. Asthma, chronic, again, these are the common things. Allergies and asthma are the biggest ones on this list as far as more of the illnesses, comparatively speaking, to unvaccinated. Very little asthma or chronic bronchitis in unvaccinated children compared to the vaccinated ones. And this is because of the assault on the liver and the intestines then playing out in the respiratory ailments. I've covered this so many times, but it also is more than that. Neurodermatitis. Neurological dermatitis, skin conditions, afflictions. I had that as a child. How about herpetic outbreaks? Oh my gosh, it's almost zero in the unvaccinated children. Much, much higher, ridiculously higher in the vaccinated children. How about, oh my gosh, yes, my upbringing. I had all of this stuff, chronic otitis media, middle ear infections, loads of those in vaccinated children like me, and unvaccinated children, not so much. How about hay fever? Yep, had that. Hyperactivity, I would have been diagnosed with that. But again, hyperactivity much higher in the vaccinated populations. Scoliosis, interesting. A skeletal deformation or disorder of the spine. It's amazing how much toxins injected into the bodies of newborns or children or even adults can impact the skeletal system. Imagine that. Toxins matter. Mercury matters. And of course, who knows all the foreign antigens, proteins, DNA, RNA, and on and on. We've been through this, haven't we? And of course, this is a stunning, stunning new revelation. And it goes even further. Epilepsy, seizures. Remember I've talked about gut disorders, gut damage from vaccines? Here we go. It's not even close, the comparison between the non-vaccinated, where it's almost non-existent, to the vaccinated individuals. How about migraines? Well, remember the head pain I've described from vaccination? Also, thyroid disease. Here, my wife was hammered. She was a civilian military brat. They destroyed her with the thyroid disease, the damage to the thyroid. The only thing that was almost equivalent on this survey was diabetes mellitus, although they didn't break it out into type 1 or type 2, so I'm not certain as to the long-term ramifications of the study in regards to diabetes, but it's fascinating. And fascinating, in fact, is an understatement. Nothing here is a major surprise to me because I've witnessed this for so long, but to have it finally put out in a study is stunning, absolutely stunning. And there's going to be a lot more coming out from this. This is going to be very upsetting, and you're going to see the so-called quackbusters and vaccine peddlers and vaccine apologists looking to discredit this study, and they're going to come at this thing barrels a-blazing, you know, the 21 guns, whatever they can do to put this out of anybody's awareness. Now, the data was collected from parents with vaccine-free children via an internet questionnaire by vaccineinjury.info, and Andreas Backmayer, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, a German classical homeopathic practitioner. See, already you know they're going to attack it based on homeopathy not being real and, you know, on and that. But listen, this is a collection of data. They basically condemned vitamins. You know, they condemned all supplements based on a survey, three surveys over 20 years. I mean, it's nonsense. If they can claim legitimacy of that, this is way more legitimate. The independent study is self-funded, not sponsored by a large, quote-unquote, credible nonprofit or government health organization with political and financial conflicts of interest. That is why this was able to be done. Without that, no chance. It's not going to be done in the mainstream. There's too much riding on your continued ignorance, their continued arrogance, and to keep parents in line with the pharmaceutical edict that all children are vaccine deficient until we inject them. Now, each one of the 8,000 cases are actual cases with medical documentation that they're referencing in here. Three other studies had similar results according to Backmayer and are also reported in this study. This is a stunning, stunning thing. I can't tell you. This is groundbreaking. I realize they're going to fight it. They are. Don't be surprised at all. Don't take it personally when they do. But this is more the chinks in their armor. They are crumbling. They have already lost the argument. This is just another so-called, here's another analogy, another nail in their coffin, okay? Not the children anymore. Now it's the vaccinologists. Now, no study of health outcomes of vaccinated people versus unvaccinated have ever been conducted in the U.S. by the CDC or any other agency in the more than 50 years of an accelerating schedule of vaccines. You know, now we're talking U.S. over 50 doses of 14 vaccines before kindergarten, 26 doses in the first year. This is, you know, disgusting. It's genocidal what we have adopted and adapted to, you know, we can survive that, right? Look at the incidence of autism spectrum, neurological disorders, chronic diseases, some of which I mentioned on this list. Now, most data collected by the CDC is contained in the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, the VAERS database, and it's generally thought to be about 3 to 5% of reportable incidents. Yeah, that's right, 3 to 5%. Only 3 to 5%. Because most of the immediate reactions are may or may not even be reported by doctors, but if they are, they're not acknowledged to be reactions to the vaccine. And then they're only immediate reactions, so they never link any of the long term. A week later, 2 weeks, three months, four, yeah, years? No, never. Long term vaccine induced diseases, not even acknowledged to be true. Even if they're recognized by parents, which are usually not because they're convinced by their doctors, there's no link. No link, but I've called it for years. Rebecca Carley, a medical doctor who had a vaccine-induced damaged child, if you will, also has been saying this for years. Vaccine-induced diseases, the number one reason we are dealing with chronic diseases all the way down to cancer. Starting at birth, we're assaulting children. No more. This is ending. This is ending. The comparison, according to this article here, of health of vaccine-free children with the health statistics of the general population are the same as comparing unvaccinated with vaccinated. This is very important. It's a distinction to make because they're going to say, oh, this isn't a real study. It is. The general population of the U.S. are nearly 100% vaccinated. You know, and so even if they're off by a few percentage points in this case, it's generally recognized that the general population of America are vaccinated individuals, and the unvaccinated are very happy to provide this kind of information because they want to share this information with other parents. They don't want to see other children be harmed by these dangerous vaccines. If there is another bias in this study, and they acknowledge it in the article, is that just like me, a parent that cares to not vaccinate their child, you're more likely to basically raise your children healthier. In other words, healthier food choices, supplements, better diet, natural remedies, fewer drugs, and that could be a factor. That's okay. I don't mind that being a factor. But the reality is you're likely or less likely to allow a basically casual assault on your child by drugs if you're not already or also vaccinating them. Half of the U.S. children suffer from chronic disease and disorders. 21% are developmentally disabled. This is stunning. There's a link to that as well. But the public health system, they have a sacred mantra, and they write this right, just like it's a religious sect or cult. They say vaccine preventable diseases, as if that's a real thing. It's not even true. We should be talking in terms of preventable vaccine-induced diseases, right? Vaccine-induced diseases. That's got to be the new mantra, so to speak, if you want to talk mantra. This is absolutely stunning, groundbreaking information we're revealing here today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Please check the links. Spread these far and wide. We can wake up a whole other generation of parents that have yet to get the message that the best way to be healthy is to avoid big pharma, avoid medical doctors and pediatricians who still believe in the sacrament, the sacrifice of our children to the Church of Biological Mysticism vaccine denomination. Not here, not now, not ever. And having said that, I will say we are just about ready to release the vaccine seminar that John Rappaport and I have been working on for many, many weeks now. That will give parents also the options that they don't know about from the old media, or many doctors are not trained to understand what we know. So we'll give you updates on that. Stay tuned. Lots more healing to do today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to be talking a little bit of political economic healing as well this hour. I have to. There's some stories that are just shocking. And I'll ask Liam Sheff to chime in on at least one of them in a little while. Stay with me. Lots more healing to go after this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Why do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Bravery and integrity is amazing, and it's much needed.
I love, love, love your show.
I love the show, like all the things that you're doing with Mike Adams and all the writers at Natural News.
To be quite frank with you, I think the show is the biggest breath of fresh air we've found.
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, I'm not a guy who often references studies because I know so many of the studies are corrupt beyond belief. Of course, we talked with Dr. Hoffman earlier today about the pseudo vitamin study. Not that we're endorsing synthetic vitamins, of which they were utilizing for the most part, or we don't even know for sure all that they were using, but the reality is the studies are designed to find certain outcomes, and those outcomes are usually detrimental to your health, the health of your children. Now comes a study out here about heartburn and different things that direct you to medication. I mean, look at the – this is off of Fox News Digestive Health. Amanda Gardner, she wrote this for health.com yesterday. And the headline, 11 signs you might need heartburn medication. Well, why couldn't it be 11 signs that you might need to eat differently? 11 signs that you could use a dietary supplement. No, heartburn medication. I know, I used to have that too. You know, what is it, Robert? You had everything. Well, yeah, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I had to have all those diseases so I could talk about them firsthand. Except for menstrual difficulties. Of course, if you're a husband and you have a loving wife and she has them, you technically have them too occasionally. And you husbands know what I'm talking about. But that's another story for another segment. But heartburn, they're putting this out there, of course, directing it to drugs, but sometimes they're saying acid reflux, is it heartburn? How do you know? Does it matter? Barrett's esophagus, right? Heartburn can lead to Barrett's esophagus because they say that's a precursor to cancer. Why? Well, if esophageal tissue is eaten up by acids and blown out and inflamed and damaged over time, that is one of the ways that you can get cancerous lesions or other tissue, you know, the damage long term. I mean, that's the same argument for the, you know, the cancer of the cervix. They say, oh, it's human papillomavirus, as if they can find any by the time you have cancer. The reality is, if you have chronic inflammation of tissue anywhere on or in the body, it could end up leading to a cancerous state because the cells are just going to rebel. They're going to say, screw it, we're out of here. You don't know how to take care of this body. We want to survive. And that's what, you know, some degree, cancer is an adaptation for survival, cellular survival. They're like, screw this body. I mean, I'm sorry. That's what I say. Screw this body. You, the owner, no longer can take care of it. We're done. We're out of here. And of course, at that point, you're now nearing the point of no return. Now, we talk about restoring the terrain. They talk about, you know, declaring war on these cells that are just trying to survive because your body is so wrecked with toxins and deficiencies. Heartburn, Barrett's esophagus, right? They want treatment. Treatment. Give me some treatment. Give me some drugs. This could mean you have acid reflux. How about chest pain? They say that occurs because stomach acid is splashing into the esophagus. What they won't tell you, I mean, that's a classic symptom of heartburn. What they won't tell you is it's not because you're producing too much stomach acid. It's because you are producing not enough. And I know, isn't that weird? It's so counterintuitive. Wait a second, but there's acid coming up. What's going on? Well, listen, if you're not producing enough, what's happening is that gases will be produced. I mean, literally, I'm going to gross you out right here. But there's going to be a putrefaction factor. You know, talk about fear factor, the putrefaction factor in your stomach because you're not producing enough stomach acid. And what happens is this stuff gets in your stomach. They try to digest proteins. It's not enough acid. It sits there because your body goes, it's not ready to go down to the intestines yet. And your cells are smart. They know. They got to work. They got to work. It's not happening. And the little acid's there. It doesn't take much. In combination with the volcanic eruption that's about to occur because of the putrefaction factor, it blows out like a volcano. And so the little acid doesn't take much, very low pH, hits the tissue at the base of the esophagus, right at that valve there at the top of the stomach, and damages tissue that is not supposed to be connected or coming into contact with those acids of that low pH level. The tissue is not set to handle it. And there is the damage. But what the stupid doctors will tell you is that you need to neutralize whatever acid's there, even worse now. Let's take proton pump inhibiting drugs and just stop the acid production altogether. Ruin whatever is left of your digestive system. And of course, you'll feel better because you won't have the blow up, but you're not going to digest anything anymore. And that is a lifelong dependency. Eventually, where am I coming up with these words? You end up with a deficiency disease and probably cancer anyway. Maybe it's not of the esophagus, maybe it's somewhere else, but you can't absorb the nutrients, you can't break down the proteins, the amino acids, get the thing you need to repair the cells that have been damaged. Post-meal pain, right? Have you eaten bad food? No, it means you need a drug. Don't worry about the bad food. Yeah, they say, I'll stress. This is a, you know, one of the doctors here writing. I'll stress to not eat big, fatty meals. Watch your intake of alcohol and tobacco. Yeah, who's chewing and swallowing tobacco? Remember when doctors used to say, again, if you're old enough, yes, have a nice puff of this smoke after. It feels so good. It's good for your digestion. Why would we ever believe doctors when they were the ones saying, puff on this cigarette. It's good for your digestion after meals. How about bitter tastes, icky mouths? Yeah. Then they say, well, you definitely need the proton pump inhibiting drugs or H2 blockers. Or even the old standby antacids, the Tums and Rolaids of yesteryear that used to be benign compared to the proton pump inhibiting drugs of now. So what can you do if you are in any of those, oh, these top 11 reasons why I need a drug for my digestive system? No, you don't. Of course, one of the biggest things I've talked about so many times, and I've even had Dr. Carolyn Dean on here, my dear. I got to go back. It's been a while. Remind me, Don, to get Dr. Dean back on here soon. Listen, magnesium deficiencies are rampant. Other mineral deficiencies are rampant. If we don't have those minerals in our system, how do you expect you're going to produce the stomach acid you need for digestion? Come on, it's not reasonable, is it? No, it's not reasonable to expect that. So increasing magnesium intake, trace mineral intake, of course, is going to be critical. Increase your sea vegetation. That's going to do a world of good because of all the minerals present there. Don't fear salt that has magnesium in it and other trace elements. We don't talk about in terms of salt being the refined sodium chloride with a little iodide added. That's the wrong form of salt to begin with, to end with as well. It'll end you earlier than it'll begin you. So these are some of the simple tips. Of course, there are many homeopathic medicines that can address the digestive system. We've covered it on the Friday Healing Revolution segments with Dr. Frank King, so go back and give a listen to those. And of course, one of the products that's really unique, and it's a small family business out of, I believe, Idaho, Alta Health Products. I've talked to you about their silica, but you can get their Alta CanGest product. And that can be utilized for recovery long-term of digestive function. It works with the liver and the gallbladder as well. Great powdered herb that you make into a little tea by putting it in some warm water and drinking it down 3 times a day. And so you get the powdered tub, and you can get that from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. So another good tip for a digestive health recovery, remember the good probiotics. Remember the silver aloe protocol. Again, I've got a seminar I'm going to put together on that because I can't do enough detail on the show to cover it all. Listen, we got to take a break here. I'm going to ask Liam Sheff to join me. There's some news out of Russia, very interesting news related to AIDS and the war on drugs and the war in Afghanistan. Oh, I might blow my top with this one. We're going to see. We've got Liam Sheff, the conspiracy realist, investigative journalist, coming up next on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. Remember, enter your email address at naturalnewsradio.com to get a daily update. Also, special hats off thank you to Prepper Podcast Network at prepperpodcast.com for rebroadcasting the show every day. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only 5-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my 5-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us. 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Liam Sheff joins me now from the international news desk with news out of Moscow, according to Reuters. Russia says U.S.-Afghan policy stokes AIDS problem. Now, this kind of story or headline might indicate what? Is the United States flooding Afghanistan with HIV tests? Because we know here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that HIV may not even exist. So what is this story all about? To report on that again from the international desk, Liam Sheff joins us now. Liam.
Moscow, Reuters. The United States is aggravating the HIV/AIDS problem in Russia and the West by refusing to use its forces to destroy the opium crops in Afghanistan.
I thought they were going to say by refusing to use condoms.
No, it's not that.
What is it then?
In Russia, HIV/AIDS is spread when people do that wonderful, safe, non-toxic drug called heroin, but they use dirty needles.
Wait, is it the heroin or is it the dirty needles, according to the reporter?
It is hard for us to understand, says Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. It is hard for us to understand why our American partners don't want the international security assistance for us to destroy opium. What's that? The CIA? We're not.
Is this back to the opium wars? Okay. I mean, honestly, we go back to, wasn't that the goal and the role of, let's flood, what, the British Empire, flood China with opium? We could take them over, they'll all be hooked on drugs? I mean, this is the same thing, isn't it?
Opium wars, beautiful opium wars.
So
us your poor, we'll give them some drugs.
All right. So they go in to Afghanistan. The U.S. government says we've got to control Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, wherever they are. And really what they want to do is flood every other country with opium.
But don't touch the poppies.
Don't touch the poppies.
Poppies.
Yeah, could we have some sharks with frickin' laser beams over here? Come on.
You got me sharks with laser beams. So they're actually saying that listen to this. The tragedy of this situation lies in the fact that in Europe, young people are getting this disease because of the spread of drugs, Lavrov said. They're getting the disease. What disease? Because of the spread of drugs. They're getting immune deficiency because of the spread of drugs. But it's not the drugs.
It's the dirty needles?
It's the dirty needles.
The dirty needles. So why don't they have a dirty needle buyback program in Afghanistan and Russia?
I guess they don't have any chlorine bleach or alcohol there either. I guess they do, but it doesn't matter. Clearly, we know it couldn't be the heroin that's making everybody sick.
Hello? Could heroin possibly be an immune suppressant?
No. I put it in my breakfast cereal.
Yeah, this is the insanity of this article. Now, no one else in the media gets what they've just written here.
No.
Because, in fact, that line you just read, Liam, about it's because the spread of drugs. They admit that drugs are causing AIDS, but yet they kind of sideswipe and say, no, it's the dirty needles. So the U.S. intelligence agency, CIA, is spreading dirty What is this?
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently there are hundreds of millions of heroin addicts in Russia, and they're all using the same five needles over and over again because there is no Red Cross there, and there are no hospitals there, and it's not even a third world. It's a fifth world nation. Mm. The heroin comes in, though. It's pure. Again, harmless. You can sprinkle it on your toast. It's in breakfast strudel over there.
Well, we did find about the GMOs in supposedly natural cereals yesterday, so it wouldn't be surprising to learn that Afghanistan opium poppies with – I don't – look, we're not advocating heroin use.
I'm cuckoo for opium pops.
What we're saying here is this article is astonishing. The Russian foreign minister is saying the U.S. is spreading AIDS by dirty – and, of course – was there a mention of HIV other than the first sentence?
Here,
or second? They got two mentions of it.
Let's do what this article needs to do.
Yes.
Russia admits Peter Duisberg was right. Drugs cause AIDS.
That should be the headline.
That's the headline.
That is the headline right there. And, of course, recognizing that the war in Afghanistan has always been about the war. Well, they said also an oil pipeline. But it's always been about opium, hasn't it been? I mean, really.
I think most things... are about things that most of the everything that we're told is a front for something else. So, right,
yeah.
It's about petroleum, it's about weapons, and yes, it's about drugs. And people have written and been actually accidentally shot twice in the head by themselves for writing about the CIA infiltration.
Yeah.
People have accidentally committed suicide twice with who knows
the,
how.
The misinformation is amazing because yesterday on Drudge Report, they linked to this story on NATO success against Taliban in Afghanistan may be exaggerated.
Huh.
Yeah. Report says killer capture raids are not a surgical tactic as claimed, and the use of the word leader is suspect. Basically, what they're saying in this thing is they're targeted, precision, surgical. Remember these words,
Why
they chose them? Every time they kill one guy that they claim they're after, eight innocents die.
We're not
creating terrorists. People aren't angry with us at all. No, that's perfectly reasonable. Get one guy, take out eight others.
800%. I mean, you're looking at an 800% innocence murder rate then. This is hysterical. I mean, this is hysteria, not funny hysterical. This should induce anger and angst. And Bachman and these other GOP idiots, when they get up to – and believe me, I think the Democrats are idiots too. But when they get up and they debate this and they talk about needing to keep America's forces strong, somebody asked them in the debate the other night, oh, would you reduce the military spending? No. We'll never reduce military spending. No. How about we reduce military spending?
Hmm.
I mean, what about reducing military spending? What about getting out of three foreign wars, four, five, six? How many secret wars? Nobody knows.
No.
Nobody knows how many covert operations. Why do we have opium fields that are being used and protected by American forces? Why?
Listen, I have to say, I want to bring this back to Ron Paul. Everything back to Ron Paul here, right? You know, you're going to get, I'm annoyed with you, Ron. Why is always? Well, listen, he's the only guy saying what Liam just said. Cut down on the militarism. Not defense. I mean, legitimate defense is what the Constitution says. We're all for that. Militarism. And then we can take care of the people who are dependent, who are, you know, relying upon other things that we might disagree with, but we won't want to abandon them. And he's like, this is how we salvage it. And here's another thing. You mentioned the word stupid liberal, right? And this was what you said, Liam. It was a while back, I know. But it was about the...
I love when liberals do stupid
things. That's it. That was one of the funniest lines. I didn't know where that came from. So what we have now is that liberals don't like Ron Paul because they say he's going to eradicate all the social welfare. He's the only guy that's willing to save it while the Democrats pretend there's not a problem. And the Republicans, of course, that will say they'll eradicate. They have no way to save it. And so the one guy who's not even in favor of it technically because it's not constitutional says the states, families, churches should take care of it, will say here's a way we could salvage it for those that are still dependent upon it. That's why I wish they would get that, and then everybody would be for
maybe
it.
Jerry Brown can be for a clean needle exchange program that you don't have to tell your parents about because opium is so safe. Maybe we should just make opium the national plant. Certainly it couldn't be marijuana because that's unsafe because it reduces anxiety and helps people sleep. But opium, dear Lord, it hardly carries any problem. Heroin, when it's refined, it just don't get it in a dirty needle. We should just put it in the water like we have Prozac and birth control in the water.
At this point, if you think Americans are in control of U.S. foreign policy, you're on opium. No, you're on heroin. I mean, it's been a long time since Americans were actually in control of America. I mean, this is more evidence. It's like, tell me how this is the national interest of the U.S. people to, you know, foment opium wars in Afghanistan under the guise of going after the Taliban. Well, now we have official stories from it, the attack on the Taliban are coming out showing we aren't killing as many as they claim. When we do, we kill 800% more. And the people we claim are leaders are not even leaders of this organization. Who knows what they are? Shepherds. They're herders. They're goat herders for the Taliban. And we're taking them out. And we wonder why the country's economy is in the, I don't know, the opium toilet?
Why? And I don't understand what are we trying to do? Make everybody the most productive human being? Does everybody have to be Horatio Alger or something? Can't we just allow some people to be losers and slackers? It's going to happen anyway. Some of them end up being president. I mean, why should we stop? Why didn't we leave George Bush alone? Let him have a drug habit. Let him do his thing. I didn't need him to be president. We don't need to save everybody. Why don't we decriminalize a lot of this kind of stuff? Decriminalize it. You know, you shouldn't drive while you're on it. You probably shouldn't be having kids while you're on it, but people are going to. Why do we think that we can control and make everybody's life what? I don't even understand the model. I turned on Rush Limbaugh today, and he was screaming about the protesters on Wall Street and what a bunch of losers and fakers they were. And I thought, really? You're not going to give them any credit at all? Nothing? Nothing for all of the bailouts, all of the loss, all of the and it's not the good people who are out there protesting, even though they're hundreds of thousands. No. It's just the losers and slackers. Right. No. When are we going to take... But when are we going to be a grown-up country?
Yeah, that's the thing, the grown-ups. Who are the grown-ups? And, of course, in this context, I have to say politically, you know where I stand, where we stand here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you have a comment or question about this or anything else, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Yeah, a little bit aggravated with these two stories, seemingly. One is so absurd. And the other one admits the failure of the entire foreign policy that the neoconservatives and neoliberal conservatives don't want to see. They don't want to let go of this foreign policy that basically creates this, we can help everybody, we're superior to you, we want you to be like us, or we really don't care, we just want to control you and own you. And of course, it's not just a foreign intervention, it's a domestic intervention, you know, on a scale that is unfathomable. Whether it be the attack on people who want to heal naturally, whether it be the attack on people who want to drink raw milk, real milk, whether it be the attack on people who simply don't want GMOs in their food. The same basic government that is going around the world creating problems is creating the same problems here at home, although we feel it very directly in this way, but you don't recognize it's the same thing. And unless we roll it all back, you just can't, oh, well, we'll just roll back one side of it. It's like, no, one feeds on the other, and the left winks and the right winks at each other, and they know that they're going to tag up, and we're going to get be in the ring now, and then you're next. And then when does Liam get his chance?
We love you. We're America. We love you so much, we'll kill 8 of your relatives.
Yeah, while we take out the guy we say is bad and he's a leader who may not be a leader of anything.
Yeah, I mean, then we didn't do it.
He was the leading goat herder in that village.
And then we can't show you his picture, of course, because it's a national security secret. But if you don't believe it, you're not patriotic and you have to be frisked when you go to O'Hare. And maybe you'll get a free mammogram.
Yeah, well, maybe you'll be put on the list. Some list. There's secret list makers in Washington, D.C. We covered that yesterday with Mike Adams. He said, can you take me off the kill list? Put me on the no-fly list? Little improvement? Can you upgrade me? Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Can't we have a better train system? I'd be willing to be on the no-fly list if we had a good train system.
That you could actually get somewhere. Unless you're in the Northeast Corridor, you can't get anywhere. You know,
I don't know what to do with any of it. I'm thinking of moving somewhere. I'm trying to find a planet that hasn't been infested yet by what is happening, Robert Scott
Bell? Where are the Andorians when you need them?
What is happening? Where are the friendly blue-skinned people?
I think this is the point where it gets so ridiculous that people, you know, like I said, we watch the sit-ins on Wall Street. And they're going to be happening also in Canada. I saw some information, and some of them recognize the role that Big Pharma has played, and everybody's played in this. And
Canada.
Canadian.
Is somebody doing something to maple syrup that I didn't? Oh.
Well, no, I did hear.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
I did hear because there's some law wasn't passed. Vermont's going to pass a federal law somehow. I don't know how Vermont passes a federal law to make any artificial maple syrup a criminal offense. I think it is criminal to make artificial maple syrup. True. But do we need it to be a federal offense? Do we need another federal law?
No, but it's our friend Monsanto. Monsanto put together in 1901 to make saccharin for our friend the Coca-Cola company, which they did. Then they got into the production of a wonderful product, which I'm sure we've all enjoyed in our childhood, maybe while vomiting. Vanillin. Remember vanillin?
Oh, yeah. Fake vanilla. Vanillin.
It was necessary to make something that was real into something fake. That's where we are. When did we start down this path? I mean, I know this is a philosophical question, but when did this happen? Better living through chemistry. Better living
can
through
we
chemistry.
Build this story? Let's go back to 1901. What happened then?
I don't know. I mean, the Industrial Revolution. It's we're post Reconstruction. We're post Civil War. The world is mechanized. We're building the skyscrapers. I guess
you know reality sucks. Let's just make it artificial.
Yeah,
right.
But, no? Yeah, I mean, I guess the obesity epidemic was sweeping the nation, so they had to convert some sort of rat poison into a fake sugar.
Back in 1901, that's right. That's when obesity was hitting the airwaves big time.
Yeah, I mean, so many people were dying of obesity, they actually looked skinny, but that's a different story. And sure, there was the stock market crash, and sure, there was the Dust Bowl in between that and there. No, of course there was no obesity. We got to here because we embraced this better living through chemistry thing, and I know even when we go to this Monsanto rally on Sunday, I'm going to be looking out at people, and they're going to be on their electronic devices, and they're going to be texting and face-friending and, and face-farting and sending electronic missives all over the place, and they're not really even going to be where they are, and they're going to be protesting something that's so unreal. And I'm sorry, I'm just caught in sort of a hyper
non-reality
right now. Yeah. I want somebody to come down and make sense of this for me. You know what? Let's go the Christian route right now. I want Jesus to come back and stop it. I want somebody
But they said if he shows up, I mean, they're going to throw him in, put him on Prozac. I mean, that's the thing, the nature of our world today. You know, somebody comes back that speaks sense, they say he's crazy, right?
Did they give Ron Paul more than two openings in that whole debate?
There wasn't a lot of option. I mean, obviously, he struck some chords when he did speak, but still, it's the same thing. Newt Gingrich was actually making sense because he was basically saying what Rom, although he won't go as far as saying end the Fed, but I have to give him props for speaking correctly on some issues. But who would trust him after what he did, you know, with the contract on America in the 90s?
He did take out a contract on America.
He did.
Newt has embraced the Ron Paul thing. And then there's, I'm going to call him Godfather. Wasn't he Godfather's Pizza?
Godfather, yeah, the 999 guy.
We just call him the Godfather from, yeah. I can't remember his name. Herman.
Herman the Monster. Herman Monster.
No, what's his name?
Herman Cain.
Herman Cain.
Yes.
And Herman Cain is saying 999. And then somebody made a jive and he said, 999, that sounds like the price of a pizza. And he said, excuse me, 999 is not the price of a pizza. 999 is my plan. And we're going to have 9% sales tax and 9% federal tax and 9% of your money will be taken. And then Santorum,
yes,
who makes as much sense as a groundhog in a barrel of beer, I don't know what to say, but it makes, you know, he's the craziest guy up there,
yeah,
says, wait a second, you're saying that New Hampshire, which has no state tax, is now going to embrace a state tax?
Right, and he said, they're in New Hampshire, looks around, anybody out here wanting to stay a sales tax? They're like, crickets chirping.
I know, and Herman says, well, that's where I'm different than a politician. I see what's possible, and I ask, you know, why not? And they see what they can sneak in, and they say, okay, we'll just try to get it in under the margin. And so he's saying that he's a thinker outside of the – it's not even a box. It's a prison cell in Washington, D.C. 999 – 9% federal income tax, 9% – what is that?
9%, corporate taxes, 9% sales tax.
9% sales tax.
Yeah.
Why don't we just have a 10% sales tax all around the country and that's that?
Yeah, of course, you'd have to eliminate other forms of taxation or else they keep them all. That's the thing.
Yeah. Why not just get rid of the federal tax and
– listen, imposts, excises, imports, that kind of fee. These user fees are legitimate and constitutional.
Right.
When we go back to the foundation of the income tax, 16th Amendment, it didn't change the language of the Constitution. That's the big scam of it all. Whether it was even passed or not, that's another issue. But it never changed the taxation authority and power of Congress. You'd have to apportion it among the several states and among the people. That never happened. So it's a ruse. It's a game. It's the Matrix. Okay.
It really is. I just want to know what we're paying for. I want a receipt at the end. When I go to the Whole Foods and they charge me $15 for cashews. And believe me, I eat as many as I can.
That's because now, not only Ben Bernanke, but what was it that Herman Cain, he really liked? What was the guy before him? Alan Greenspan?
Yeah.
Right? He liked Allen.
He liked the bailouts, too. He said he liked the bailouts. Yeah. I liked them in principle, but not the way they were implemented.
We bailed out the cashew industry so Liam would have to pay $15 per
cashew.
Yeah.
So when I go in there and I pay $15 for a pound of cashews, and I don't, but you understand what I'm saying. You can. Or $11 for a loaf of bread. I kid thee not. $11 for one loaf of bread at the mm-hmm. Whole Foods.
Remember the wheelbarrow after the Weimar Republic crashed?
Yeah. Is that a myth to everybody? Come on. We're there. We just don't see it. $20 to go to the movies? It used to be $2.75. I mean, mm-hmm. 10 years ago.
Yeah.
What happened? Are we 50 years later? We're not in an inflationary...
There's no inflation, Liam. What are you on? The opium from Afghanistan?
I'm using clean needles.
Oh, well, then you don't... Yeah. You don't
fine.
Have what the Russian general is concerned about there.
Oh, why don't we just have a 12% sales tax? You know, why not? And then get rid of everything else, and then it's clear. And where does it go? It goes to the state. And then if you don't like it, you can go to your state capital and figure out where the money's going. Why do I need to pay Barack Obama for anything? I don't understand.
Well, you're right. That's how it was done before. The states had representation through the senators. The senators were not elected by popular vote among the people. They were selected by the state legislature. There was an amendment that screwed the pooch on that, and that gave the states no standing. The very states that created the federal government, along with the people, now had no standing. And if the people think they have standing, well, again, they're on the opium as well, because the reality is those powers that be, so to speak, are selecting the candidates for them, except for Ron Paul. Everybody else is going to be a stooge for the powers that be or for the status quo.
And I don't understand that we couldn't pay for a military out of a 12 or even a 15% sales tax. I mean, it sounds exorbitant, but Think of what people really pay. I mean, Think about it. People end up paying 50% of their wages in taxes. They really
Amazing.
Do.
Yeah.
It's shocking. If you're really, really rich, like General Electric, and you can afford the lawyers,
you don't have to pay anything.
Nothing.
Yeah. The artificial creations of the state that are only given life because the state says they had, those are the ones that can get away with murder. As we know, like in Big Pharma, I mean, the regulators say, hey, yeah, Merck, you can kill people. No, nobody goes to prison for that. But if you're a real human being and they convince you you're an artificial creation of the state, then you become subject to all of this jurisdiction. It's a mess, Liam. And I know we were ranting in this one, weren't we, a bit? I just was, like I said, the emotions were just churning on this one.
Lies. Oh, lies.
Yes.
It's all lies.
Lies, you tell me.
Why? How do we... I don't want to go. I don't know. We're through the looking glass. Dorothy, Toto, I want to go. I don't understand what's happening.
Let's take a break. Maybe we can figure it out over this commercial. All right, Liam, we're going to give you a tissue. Toto, I need a tissue. All right, I'll be right back on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Lies. Oh, lies!
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here inviting you to check out the Natural News Store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com. and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay, boys and girls, what have we learned today? I actually had to send Liam home. He was just too emotional. I'm just sorry. There's good stuff. There's good news, too. I mean, think about it. That study alone that we covered this hour, about the vaccines causing disease and the overview of non-vaccinated kids. I mean, that's huge. That's life and world and globe changing. Now, I'm not under the delusion that it's going to change overnight, but it's another step in the right direction. You know, the things that Liam and I just covered in the last segment, I mean, they're not possible among a population of people that are clear-minded, clear-headed, clear of body, mind, and spirit. You can't do people that are clear like that. Which is the reason why the vaccine agenda is something that is so sinister. In addition to the physiological changes, it literally captures and enslaves people spiritually. It shuts them down. The reality of life itself is somewhat clouded and intoxicated because of these assaults in childhood from the get-go. So I'm not all doom and gloom. I know that was a rough segment to get through because I'm just like I said, I get the warfare. The perpetual warfare of what's gone on here. You know, that what they're trying to convince you, yeah, we need to eradicate all opium poppies. Of course, then they don't, and they try to send it to Russia, whatever. I mean, the same game of control, control, control. Americans have not been in control of the U.S. government for I don't know how long, a long time. And until we become clear of body, mind, and spirit, right? You don't want to talk in terms of morality or ethics. I mean, the clarity of body, mind, and spirit to see through the lies, no longer accept them, no longer feed them, no longer fear them, and that the government goes back into its constitutional cage, then we can move about the cabin freely. No more medical monopoly. I've often said, end the Med, much like Ron Paul says, end the Fed. I want to end the medical monopoly because in that way we will have a renaissance of healing. A wondrous time where actually the free flow of energy, of information, of supplementation, the eradication of genetically modified abominations. I mean, we're living in the midst of a revolution. And it will be written about when they'll look back and go, that was the revolution. Today is the revolution. That study that just came out about non-vaccinated children is the revolution. The study about vitamins creating death at earlier ages is the revolution. These things, the Wall Street sit in, it's not the communist revolution. I mean, some would like to say, oh, the communists are back. Well, they never went away. There's always that element there. But those that are clear, as I said, in body, mind, and spirit, why do you think, you know, I've spent so much time and energy over the years talking about health and healing from a holistic perspective? I mean, couldn't I have just rattled on about the unfair tax system, the economics? And I could have been an economics show. And, you know, okay, there's a place for that. But I had to start with what I had to start with in my own body. The healing of my own body. I prayed to God. I'm man enough to admit it. Hey, it's not my ego that's being bruised by being humble in creation to acknowledge that I don't know all the answers. I don't have the answers, but certainly I can learn about the principles and apply them in my own life and prove that they work and then communicate them to all those who are ready to hear it so that they can do the same and better. That's all. And you become a living example. You can heal. They said, oh, it's not possible. Well, look at me. Look at your neighbor. Maybe look at yourself and you see how possible it is. It's not impossible. They want you to believe it's impossible, but don't believe the lies. But it takes these seminal events. It takes these illnesses, these disasters of biblical, let's just say, proportions. The attack on children. It's horrific to watch. But it takes what it takes to wake us up. How many parents trusted the pharmaceutical industrial complex and the medical industrial complex and their doctor? They never should have, but they did. but it took a disastrous event like a vaccine-damaged child to wake them up. And this is not an accusation. This is not said in anger. It's said with great love and compassion that any child had to go through this to wake us up. But their injury is not in vain because it is protecting and preventing this from happening to future generations. And that is freedom. That is free will. We live in a dangerous world, in a dangerous universe. Anybody in the government who thinks or pretends they can protect us from that danger, they are here to enslave you, to entrap you in a system where you are subservient to them and you are as sure a slave as those slaves existed in the plantation of the Old South. And there are many other times and places in history that slavery has existed outside of the American form that existed early on in our culture. This is the time to throw off the shackles of bondage. And that bondage doesn't care if you're black or white, Christian, Jew, Muslim, red, yellow, whatever. Rich or poor, yeah, rich or poor, okay, it's an economic war because slavery was all about economics. But really, it is spiritual warfare. It's limiting your state of consciousness to one where you believe you're a chicken scratching around in the dirt to get your next worm when you're really an eagle that can soar above to the heavens and come down whenever you want, and you can soar right back up and have that beautiful view. But you gotta believe it and then test out what I'm saying to see if it's true. I don't want you to believe me. Prove it to yourself. That's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yeah, preacher man, preach it, preacher man. Well, this is my healing ministry online and on radio 6 days a week, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to do it. That's why I suffered. Thank you for being here. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show on Natural News Radio. All I'm going to do right now is say thanks to Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks to my super producer, Don. Thanks to Liam Sheff. Everybody that's making this possible. All these wonderful sponsors that are helping us to be here. And thank you once again. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.